The gods gave us many gifts. One day you'll know them all. This is where we keep them.
It's beautiful. Who would wield it?
Only the fiercest among us even could. And that is not you, Diana. You will train her harder than any Amazon before her. 5 times harder. 10 times harder.
Never let your guard down. You expect the battle to be fair.
Until she is better than even you. But she must never know the truth about what she is.
Welcome to another movie podcast, a show that can no longer afford to look at old pictures of ourselves since reminiscing takes about 141 minutes. I am Oscar. With me today is...
Ralph, I just got that.
You got the joke? It's a good one, right?
It is a good one.
Thank you. It took me 3 hours. It's hard to come up with a good one, but usually I come up with mediocre ones. All right, this is bonus time, Ralph. Before we tell them what we're reviewing for bonus, even though it's pretty obvious with the
title. This is bonus time.
Let's give ourselves our shit real quick. You can follow our shit. Our website is otherpoopstagram.com, so you can find all the other bonuses we're going to be having for the rest of our lives, as well as the previous ones and shows that we currently are showing. This is the bonus episode for the month of June. But before we get to it, feedback can be sent to podmoviecast@gmail.com. So is the Twitter, which is podmoviecast. For our own personal Twitter accounts, Ralph, where can people find you?
You can follow me at GamerRalph.
With Cookie
two
Monster?
R's and an F. No, I don't know what that was.
That's not a Cookie Monster or Yoda-ish.
Okay.
Yeah, something. It's something.
Hater, hider, ho dear.
Wow. All right. Mm-hmm. You can follow me at Armin Filmmaker, filmmaker with A-R-M-E-N. Now, without further ado, let's just jump right into a review of Wonder Woman. Princess Diana of the Amazons leaves her training and island paradise when a spy for the Allies for World War I bring her to fight in that war and looks for Ares, the god of war, to stop the violence and the influence. Yeah, it's a loaded sentence, that one.
Right.
It's hard to think of one that was good enough.
Sure.
So, Wonder Woman. Let's see who... oh, my God, didn't I pull it up?
I got you.
It's my first day.
Starring Gal Gadot.
Apparently it's Gadot.
Get it, yeah.
Gadot.
No, it's Gal Gadot.
Let's just call her Gadot. Just call her whatever.
Gadot sounds cool.
Yeah, I like Gadot.
Chris Applewood. Pine, I'm sorry. Robin Wright. Lucy Davis. A lot of women in this movie. Connie Nielsen. Danny Huston.
Houston.
No, Houston. Oh, my apologies. David Thewlis.
David Thewlis.
Oh, okay.
You know these people.
Saeed Taghmoui.
Robin Wright, dude. Yep. Robin Wright. Yep. I mean, it's like
I'm going to leave it at that. Everything after that is meh.
Yeah, Uwe Bremmer, man. I can never understand him in any movie he's in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't think we're meant to.
In Trainspotting 2, he needed subtitles. Remember that?
That's right. Totally forgot about that. Okay. So.
Oh, I want to say it is the first superhero movie, at least of this size, directed by a woman, Patty Jenkins.
Yes, that's right.
So definitely want to say that.
Who
directed Monster?
I never saw it.
You never saw Monster? No. With Charlize Theron and Christina Ricci? Plays the hooker that's killing people, the serial killer?
No.
Never saw that?
No. Didn't she get nominated for, like, Best Supporting?
Christina Ricci?
No.
Charlize Theron?
Halle Berry.
No, not Monster's Ball. Monster.
Oh, wrong one then.
Yeah. This movie.
Nope, still didn't see it.
No, wow. You should see it. Charlize Theron won Best Oscar for that.
Yeah, she did.
Well-deserved. I say because I think that was well-deserved. She fucking was scary. Anyway, Wonder Woman, it's wonderful to be a woman, especially in this movie. I think, obviously we'll do a spoiler-free first. I usually ask you, Rob, but I'm gonna go with this one first because I got a feeling. It's better if I go first.
That tonight's going to be a good night?
I think this movie, oh, that song, it took me a second. I think this movie...
You're going to say it, aren't you? Oh,
works.
My God.
First of all, I really liked it.
You're so sexist.
No. I really liked it. Okay. I did really like it. I didn't love it.
Sure.
But I did really like it.
I
and it's the
sexist.
Best DC movie by three 1,000 miles.
Sure, yeah. I was going to say you're sexist by saying this movie needs more men in it.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'll leave the joking to you.
To me, yeah.
Okay. Yes. We'll clearly, you're the more experienced jokester.
Not really.
No, I know I am. That's a sarcasm. See? Yep. You see right there? Yeah? Got it? All right. Anyway, so I really like this movie. I'm going to put that out there. There are definitely problems with it, and unfortunately, not unlike a lot of superhero movies, especially these days. By these days, I mean the last 10 years, because it's been like this huge fad of movies, of superhero movies, like 3 times a year, 4 times a year, sometimes more. It gets worse as it goes along. The movies get worse as the movie goes on. Not to say that this movie hits at an all-time low, but the third act definitely is lesser to me in many ways than the first act. And or first half, or whatever you want to call it. So by that definition, the movie does get worse, in my opinion. But besides those things, I think I can never take away the power of this movie, which is the power of its extra textual nature. Like, the way people are seeing this movie and the way that people are portraying this movie, like the way it makes people feel and the way it's being talked about, culturally speaking, pop culturally speaking, I think is wonderful. Get it? Wonderful. your face. And it's also appropriate. I think it's cool, and I think it's rad, and I think it's awesome. People are using this movie to highlight those things that we'll talk about, I guess. But they are very different from the movie, and I do want to separate that in our review, especially as we get into the spoiler stuff later on. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say the extra stuff that's outside the movie?
You're talking about like how it's not a big actress in this movie who's playing the role, or like a superstar, should I right. say. And she still does a great job.
Female-led.
Female-directed.
Female-directed. Also a very different tone from the Superman movie and the Batman movie.
Right,
Superman.
Exactly. You're talking about those kind of things?
Yeah, those kind of things. Really? I've been reading another podcast that I heard. I shouldn't have done that, but I did. I listened to one, and this one mentioned something about, like, oh, yeah, my nieces and my kids and, you know, the daughter, like, all these little girls are seeing this movie and they want to be Wonder Woman in a good way. I mean, and her values in this movie is actually kind of really cool. Like, if I was a father and I had a daughter, I would totally take her to this movie for that reason. I won't tell her, like, hey, well, you know, kid, there's a lot of plot holes in
there. Isn't that the whole purpose of a superhero movie, though?
And
especially to certain characters, maybe not new ones, right? But, like, you're supposed to get that from a Captain America, for example. And I think they do a good job with that, right? Where he has this holistic thing of, like, what an American soldier means to be and what it represents and what we represent as Americans. And I think they do a great job with that. Same thing with Wonder Woman.
Talking about the first Avenger.
You're right, exactly. Yeah. Supposedly Superman, same thing, right? He's supposed to embody the best a human can be, even though he's a fucking alien, right? He's supposed to embody what we should strive for, right?
And maybe, I think the fact that those movies failed in those places, I'm talking about the DC ones.
Yeah, at least the current ones, right?
Yeah, the Zack Snyder, there's right. reboot
but,
universe.
But let's talk about the original Superman. I think that did a great job, for example,
yeah,
right?
The way it did, yeah.
Right, exactly. The Donner ones,
and
right?
I'm sure people did see those things in those movies, but ever since the resurgence of these superhero movies since X-Men 1.
A lot have fallen short. You are correct. And I will agree with you. I do agree that Wonder Woman does bring that back. And mm-hmm. I'm glad because we have been missing something like that from a superhero movie. We've been lacking the reason why we actually why we want to idolize these superheroes. Right. Why are they even superheroes to us? Not because they have super abilities. It's because what in the end they always strive higher to be better. To be better than, so we can look up to them and be like, I want to get there. You know, that's an achievable goal because they're human as much as, or they look and feel as much as human as I do. Why can't I strive to be that?
And I would say Diana here is, I think, has equal parts human to goddess.
Yeah, I would say so.
You know, because she can die. That's why she has a shield, for example.
Yeah.
Like, things like that.
Exactly.
So I think there's a bit of that in it too. Mortality in her immortality.
Correct.
Yes, because when she does live a long time and she's still alive in the present day.
It's not that they're just cool. There's cool badasses.
Right.
Which I feel is how they portray Iron Man a lot.
Yeah, yeah, that's a big miss. Yeah, definitely. Like, they're fun movies, but
they're trying to move away from that. They tried a lot. They tried three movies to do it.
But they still kind of didn't get it right.
Yeah.
Like, I think Wonder Woman nails the themes and the nature of superheroes. And furthermore than that, I think, and it is more important in the now, but the fact that it's led, directed by females or women, led by Gal Gadot and directed by Patty Jenkins, I think it does add that touch that we need, sorely need. And I'm not just talking like politically speaking, because I know a lot of people like to put it there, but I'm just saying in the very fact that I've heard stories of girls looking at it like a princess movie for a Disney movie, but that she can kick ass like this,
yeah,
I think means a lot, and I think it's really cool. And obviously I'm not a girl or anything, but I love that people are taking it that way. So that's the power I would like to definitely say up front, because I definitely want to talk about the movie only as a movie.
Sure.
Anything you want to mention
before? Man, that's a precursor for you about to bash this movie, by the way.
I know. That
feels like a huge precursor for about to say, like,
is the biggest pile of shit.
I'm a man. I need my dick
right
to be in this. I don't know what.
Interesting. Right. No, I get what you're going with. But yeah. It does feel like a bit of a precursor.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go along with it where I have problems with a lot of movies regardless. But I'm still allowed to like a movie. Overall, I like this movie. And I will go into it where I do have problems with the movie. But I do agree that all that we just talked about, yeah, it's a really cool thing. And I really do appreciate that. That is actually one of the highlights I was going to mention about the movie, mm-hmm. is what she embodies and what she brings to the – or what the character is brought on the screen embodies. And that's what I've always liked about Superman, even the Superman Returns movie. A lot of people hated that movie. I love it because it's fucking Superman perfect to a T.
Yeah, it is.
I really love that Superman.
I mean, too bad it's boring, but otherwise.
Yeah, too bad it is a little bit boring, but.
But yeah, it nails it. I mean.
It does, for me anyways.
I mean, what Superman should be. Yeah. I think so too. I'm with you on that. Yep. All right, so let's get into the review. But spoiler free still, of course. Wonder Woman. I think is a hell of a fun film that takes. That's compared to the DCU movies, it's funnier, it's lighter in parts when it needs to be, it's dramatically heavy in other parts when it needs to be. I think those beats are never missed in the movie, and I think they're just as important as the look and the acting of Gal Gadot's performance, as well as Chris Pine. And I think Chris Pine is an awesome number two in this movie. Like, he's the reason why I really love Star Trek, the reboot movie.
Me too.
Like, he nails that weird balance of adventureness and also, like, not slapstick, but silliness.
Mm-hmm.
And he almost reinvented that character.
It feels very human.
And I think Chris Pine brings that in here. Like, this might be my second to that performance, favorite performance of his.
Yeah.
Because, oh, no, wait, no, he did that bank robbery movie last year, which was way better. Like, anyway, with Ben Foster, Hell or High Water.
Oh yeah, that was a good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Okay, maybe those three.
Sure,
pretty cool. Anyway, yeah. Chris Pine is nailing it these days.
And his future movie.
And his
sure.
Hell or High Water 2, The Return
of Wonder Woman.
The Drought. No, the Drought. Idiot. Obviously, The Drought. That's what he called that movie. All right. So, I think the main two actors nail it completely, and. I love the setting and the way it's placed. I know that the immediate, you want to immediately compare it to the first Avenger, which is awesome. It's like this is the DCU's version of the first Avenger because she is the first one before mm-hmm. Superman lands on Earth and raises himself.
True.
And before Bruce Wayne's parents get killed, before Flash is a teenager. His father's still not even around.
Right.
Like, right, because he's so young.
Yeah.
I love that. And I love that it's placed in World War One. It's almost like she says World War One, Captain America says World War Two.
Yeah.
You know? The big worlds, right? The World War stuff.
The big world wars, yeah.
I just think, and they're also both the most pure of heart,
yeah.
pure of reason, pure of wholesome.
I 100% agree with
it. It makes perfect sense. How can you not compare them, right?
Right.
And I would say that it's hard to say now. I know it's recency bias, but right now it does feel to me that Wonder Woman is better. But because I think Captain America has similar problems to the ending as I have with this one.
Sure.
Because they all have the same problem, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard. But also, like, who played the villain in the Captain America movie?
The Red Skull?
Yeah, the best call.
I can't think of the actor's name.
Hugo Weaving.
Yeah.
Like, I would say Hugo Weaving probably is a bit of better of a bad guy than the bad guy here, which I won't mention.
Yeah.
So I think I like that. But Danny Houston's, and he's probably the bad guy for a good chunk of the movie. So I liked it. Really enjoyed it. And the first half is awesome. We'll get into a bit more details. What did you think of the movie?
Yeah, I would 100% agree with you. This movie, as it progresses, sadly, it does get a little crappier for me. Not a little bit, but just
a lot of it.
Especially the ending. It's a slight decline a little bit, right? But then when it gets to the end, that boss battle that we have, mm-hmm. that I like to call it, it's a big plummet. It's like a cliff. Like you fell off a cliff.
Okay. No, some people do think that. Yeah.
Well, it feels like that for me, and I think it's a DC problem in specific. It's a superhero movie problem in general, but I think a DC problem...
But it's added with DC, right?
And obviously...
Or Warner Brothers, right? We should call it... Is that Warner Brothers?
Yeah, I think it's Warner Brothers, yeah. But that being said, DC in general has, I mean, what's it called? Out of the DC movies, yeah, this is probably the best one.
It's one hit.
Yeah.
For me, out of the rest. The rest I won't ever see again.
Right. It's not even probably. It is his best one. I just, man, like, I do, I'm just trying to make sure I'm saying the right things. It's fun. A lot of the stuff is fun. I still had fun watching it. I love the banter that they have between our two main leads. What's it called? Between Wonder Woman. What the fuck is her actual name?
Diana.
Between Diana and,
Chris Pine's character, I forgot his name.
Yeah, I already forgot his name.
It's Steve.
Steve.
Trevor. He has two first names. Who trusts that?
I don't trust people with two first names. Never do. Anyways, with Steve, they have a really good chemistry that it works well.
They do.
I have some issues with the movie. I thought Chris Pine's character, the fact that he's an American, that's another problem. Like, you couldn't just made him a British fucking guy. Like, literally, it would have been, it made more sense.
I guess you can't have everything, man.
I guess you can. Maybe you can't have it all.
I know you, I set you up on purpose. I was hoping you'd go for it.
Make sure. But overall, there's some really cool stuff. I thought the movie should have ended a little bit before the boss battle scene, and it would have been fucking great. Or around there, it could have like wrapped it up in that area. Still did it. Still finished his own thing. Just never have that fight, and we would have been golden. But yeah, overall, the movie's still good. I liked it. I'm pretty sure it's going to make a shit ton of fucking money. Or it's already made a bunch of money.
Yeah, first weekend is insane.
Yeah.
We're recording this 2 weeks after and it's been made a lot more.
Right, exactly.
So, let's talk about, I think a good spoiler-free area would be right before she leaves the island or as she leaves it. I think that's a good area.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So let's talk about Diana, the person, the opening thing. What do you think of her as a child? The way we see her as precocious as hell, wants to fight, like clearly... dominated by this need to be a badass in a way and be
well that's an interesting thing. She's an only child on this island, right she's the only child on the island. She's fucking curious as all to hell, right? Yeah. Which is obvious, right? Let's be realistic. That's what's one thing that every child's gonna be, right? But at the same time, she wants strictly what she can't have, which is really weird that she can't have it, because you'd think, well, I'm gonna live here forever, all right? They're immortal. That's everybody on this island is immortal. As long as you're on the island.
As long as you don't, you know, physically harmed.
Right, exactly. Right. Or physically harmed, right, or whatever happens.
At least that's what I think. I don't know.
Yeah. And what's it called? Why wouldn't you be able to try everything? You have the time to learn all these languages and do all these crazy things and whatever. But
how many? 33 languages, yeah, she something says? Crazy, something
yeah.
like that? Yeah.
But you wouldn't have you would never learn how to fight. Like, that's so stupid. And from the beginning of the movie. Yeah, I mean, I really did like the beginning, how she's super curious and she wants to learn and she wants to explore everything. Yeah, I thought it was really cool. I even thought that whole, like, the bedtime story that she gets from her mother, that she...
Made out of clay,
yeah,
by Zeus or
exactly.
something.
Exactly. Yeah. Interesting way to put it.
Very Greek.
Yeah, very, very Greek. Yeah.
That's a very Greek story. I don't know if that's made up. I'm sure it is. No, taken from something, I mean.
Sure.
Not, like, made up to the movie. I love the logo. She was extremely charming, and you instantly fall in love with Diana, and in such a natural way that you buy her reasoning to almost everything else. I think the fact that they spend a good 10 minutes at least on her childhood alone and learning how to train on the side, right? And then eventually gain the permission from her mother later on, I think, in her teen years. Or teen-looking years. I don't know how the fuck old they really are.
Right, exactly, which is really weird.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Anyway, I really want to highlight in this first act of the movie, Robin Wright kills this movie so much that I want her origin story. Robin Wright kills it. She plays like the sister to the queen. I forgot her name. Etta, right?
Yeah, she plays the sister to the queen, and she's the commanding officer.
Like the general.
Of the army,
Yeah. And she is...
Of the Amazons, yeah.
Yeah, the Amazons. And she kind of basically trains... It's in a sense, Diana has two mothers, and one from each side, like one the caring, passionate, like thinking, tactical type. And thinking type. Overall, I mean just bad, but... And then Robin Wright's character, who's played... Antiope? Somebody's called Robin Wright.
Antiope.
Robin Wright. Robin's teaching her the more of the grounded stuff, the fighting stuff, that's tactically thinking of, you know, strategy stuff. And I think both of these parents are set up a perfect stew of a superhero and a perfect stew of a goddess warrior and even better than that, a perfect stew of mankind savior. And I think all of these performances and these training, and there's a training montage too, and you see some slow motion training of these women.
Yeah.
And you don't want to fuck with them. It's so easy, and nothing looks silly about it either.
Right.
It's weird because it should look silly because it's all daylight. It looks very Greek. It looks kind of fake. I'm like, well, who fights with bows and arrows, and why would you be dressed like that to fight? But they don't fuck around either. They're training hardcore, like G.I. Jane times 70. And I think it pulls it out. And I think their sense of camaraderie works in their best way of working. Their sense of camaraderie as a group of warrior women is that it's way better than I've seen, like, in military movies or our best versions of that in movies in general. And I think that pulled off really well.
Yeah, I agree.
And I know nothing about the Amazons, by the way. I never read the comics. Are you familiar with this stuff or no?
Yeah, basically, as much as I know is that there's a set amount of them, and some do die, and they are meant to use exactly what they said for the movie, which is to be used to help out mankind or whatever, or to be used as weapons, and that's what they're honing their skill for. Not only to defend their island, but to defend, you know, like, I guess the gods and shit like that. So, all
right, I think we said now we can go into spoilers. So we recommend it, right?
Yeah,
yeah, cool. Both recommend it. Probably me a little more than you, by the seems of it. But we'll talk about that.
Well, we could totally talk about when the Chris Pine's character falls into the island.
No, we don't have to go in order scene by scene. We're just talking general.
Okay,
we'll get to it.
So,
spoilers for Wonder Woman starting right now.
My name is Captain Steve Trevor, pilot, American Expeditionary Forces, serial number 8141921. That's all I'm at liberty to. Assigned to British intelligence. What the hell is this thing?
The lasso of Hestia compels you to reveal the truth.
But it's really hot.
What is your mission?
Whoever you are in more danger than you think.
What is your mission?
I am a spy! I'm a spy. I'm a spy.
All right, so what's the first thing that you want to do with a sticks in your craw type material first? You want to talk about the ending now? Or what do you... Something else you want to highlight that's a better thing?
No, I know what sticks in my craw. I mean...
Yeah, okay. So I'll talk about something good. My favorite scene, besides probably Robin Wright scenes in the beginning, is my favorite scene is when she goes over No Man's Land, takes back the town. I think that's my favorite fight scene, and it's my favorite scene of that displays all of the actual makings of a superhero that we love from the old days and that we should be loving today. All in one role.
You didn't feel like it was too hammy or too...
I can see people saying that, but nope.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Okay.
Because, like, I think people take the hamminess or the cheesiness of things to be like, okay, just because it's wholesome doesn't mean... just because someone's doing it for a good reason, because they're being good and they don't want to kill someone, we shouldn't be ridiculing them for that. You're silly, I think. I'm not saying you, but people who would say
I that. Felt that... The movie played itself on the cheesiness and hamminess by literally saying, well, it's No Man's Land. I'm not a man.
Well, I mean, she doesn't... That's the perfect thing about that. She doesn't understand what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, well, No Man's Land, that means I'm a woman. Like, to her, she's literally thinking about it. She's a stranger in a strange land, right?
I understand that, right? But we've already been establishing that she's been a stranger in a strange land this whole time.
It's the first weekend. I mean, literally.
Sure. No, I get it. And I'm saying, but she's in a strange... I'm saying, but the movie feels like it does it almost on its own. You know what I'm saying? By bringing it up, by even mentioning it, by her, Diana mentioning it.
Yeah.
It almost feels like you're bringing it on that, yeah, we know it's cheesy or we know it's a little bit hammy, but meh.
Well, I think even if they are bringing it for that reason, which I don't think they are, because it's, I think, all those past jokes, not that there were many, but like the five jokes before of her getting to know this world that she doesn't understand, Well, there's no women in this room. It's shit like that. Yeah. I think that it's part of the world building of it because she doesn't understand this world. Yeah. So it goes with it. I just bought it for that reason. Okay. I didn't need but if they even if they built that corny joke in there to be corny, I think that it doesn't undervalue what she wants to do, and that she did it well, and that she was successful. And if she wasn't, we should be doing something. Like literally, she says to her, like the very nature, like the best thing about it is because Chris Pine has to learn that certain lessons about man and mankind and what should you do when people are helpless, right? That she clearly knows in her core, right?
Yeah.
That she doesn't seem to understand, like, well, what you guys have been standing here in this line, in there, on their line, right, the front, right, to all these years and haven't moved an inch, and what, like, and she takes it over, not because to take it over, but to save the town that's being raped and pillaged, according to that, you know, peasant. Not peasant, whatever, person. And I know, like, whatever.
Basically
I'm
slave.
I'm King Louis VIII.
No, basically yeah. Slave, because she said they're being used as slaves.
Yeah. And it's a little two-dimensional, right? She doesn't know the ramifications of everything. She doesn't know if they're actually being used by slaves, or she doesn't, right? I know, and that's why we get bogged down in the wrong. But, like, clearly there are people being hurt and there are violence going on. Why aren't we stopping it? And I like that, as a superhero goddess, it makes perfect sense. And that I would love for someone like that in my fantasy media, like movies, to do that shit. To go out there and, like, what the hell are we standing here for? Let's go save this town. They're right here. What are we doing?
Right.
And I think that's a big part of the movie. That's what saved the movie from a lot of the mistakes later on for me. I mean, as part as like, you know, like, okay, I'll forgive it.
Listen, I'm not trying to belittle the scene or anything like that.
It's hard to argue against it because, like you're saying, well, I'm not arguing over good people, but...
No, I'm not. And I bring it up because this is a topic that is brought up. Like, it feels, at this point, either you're already getting tired of it or you're still in it, right? It's one of the two things. Sure. When this scene happens in the movie, because a little bit after this, we're basically already ending third act. Like, we're gonna, like, you know.
Well, no, it's quite a bit of time still happens. He's out to get to the warehouse to eventually fight the poison lady, but before that, they kind of rebuild the town, but the town gets back to life again. They dance. A lot of shit that happens still.
I guess.
I mean, enough. Like at least 20 minutes.
Right, it's almost done.
I mean, no, it's not.
2-hour movie.
20 minutes in a movie, that could be in a montage, that could be years. I'm just saying, it could be anything.
But it's not.
But it is.
But it's not.
Okay, whatever, it's 20 minutes, sure.
Anyways, so I just bring it up. I overall actually think that is a highlight of the movie for her character.
Scenes, yeah, I think the action scenes of her fighting the soldiers, especially when she gets to that building, the one scene, and they're shooting at her point blank, and she's maneuvering away. I think that's probably the best action scene.
For sure. I actually agree.
More of Wonder Woman. And it's funny, you'd think that I thought...
Well, she's not invincible either.
No, she's not.
I thought
the lasso would be ridiculous to look at, but it wasn't as ridiculous as I thought it would
be. Yeah.
Still a little bit, though. Because
it's
lasso.
It is. Exactly.
But also, like, I'm like, all right, then it's fine. Go with it. I mean, if you're going to go all out.
Go with
that's
it,
fine.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then do it as well as you can. And they did, and it came out pretty good.
Right.
And the shield, obviously, was badass, and the sword was badass. So.
Right.
I'm not going to complain about that. But also, it is weird, and it kind of reflects a lot of the beginning of the movie when the war, when the Germans arrive on the beach of her island paradise, and they're almost winning. They almost do win over the Amazons, no matter how much they train. They still have fucking bows and arrows, and guns are still going to kill.
Guns are still getting guns, yeah.
Still, guns are better. You know, it sucks. It felt Princess Mononoke to me on that one. And that was harsh to watch because it leads to Robin Wright's death. But also, and her death, as her last words about the weapon. Do you see that coming right away or no?
Yeah.
Super obvious.
Yeah.
But I loved Gal Gadot's acting in that role when she notices what it is.
Yeah.
And that it's her. And that was a good look for her, like her expressions on that and realizing what it is, the astonishment and wonderment and fear also to do it because now it's not a sword, it's her.
It's her, yeah.
That was really cool. That was a really good bit of acting right there. I really liked it. So that sold me.
Yeah.
So that sold me on a lot of stuff that made me overall forgive the third act problems, which I guess we get into now.
Yeah, sure.
What did you think of David Thewlis as the bad guy?
I actually didn't hate him.
Professor Lupin.
I didn't hate him. He felt very bad guy-ish, two-dimensional overall. Mm. What's it called? But I didn't hate him. I felt like, okay, he's taking this crazy drug because we're led to believe that he's, what's it called?
Oh, no, that's the general. David, that's Danny Houston.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay.
No, I'm talking about the guy who turns out to be Ares.
Oh, Ares. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was a cool twist. I didn't see it was him.
You didn't see that one.
Yeah, no, I didn't see it. Did you see it was him?
No, but I did think about him being a bad guy because right now in the third season of Fargo, he plays the main bad guy.
Of course he does.
And he's like really creepy bad. So, okay. Like, I can see, I'm like, yeah. Thulis, creepy bastard. Because right. A lot of people might see him if they only watch movies, and they're like, "Oh, that's Professor Lupin. He must be the good guy.
Exactly.
He's British. He's nice and proper." Yeah. Like, no. I've seen Fargo.
Right.
He has weird teeth in it.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It was a twist. It was a good twist. It wasn't horrendous. When he starts talking about it, when he brings up the fact that you're the weapon.
He starts monologuing, very classy,
very
incredible.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. Good monologue.
Okay. I mean, the fact that he has to do it, I hate it. But it's fine. Like, I feel like an actual Aries type would not give a shit what anyone else thinks of him and just go kill or stop Wonder Woman or whatever.
Well, I think the whole purpose was that it was like, how do I get her to convince her to be on my side, right?
I get it. But this
was a big deal.
Come on. Your one conversation, you're going to throw away all of her upbringing? You an idiot? Aries, you've been around for a long time. Are you stupid? Clearly he was. And also the very fact that you can kill a guy in this world, whatever, sure. I've been watching American Gods too. A lot of TV is fucking up my movie watching,
clearly,
basically. So the boss battle, right? That's what you have a problem, right? The boss battle, right? Oh, you're talking about more of Chris Pine's version of it, because they both have their own little battles going on.
Yeah,
what are you talking about? Or both ends, maybe.
No, we could talk about Diana's.
Okay, that's the one you have a problem with.
That's the one I have a problem with,
yeah. Too. Okay.
Well, yeah, the fact that a god can kill another god, right? Which is basically the whole story is being told in this movie, right?
Yeah, I guess, overall.
Like, the big overall, like, Zeus fought the other gods and killed, mm-hmm. and then Ares killed all the other gods.
Yeah, there's a story within a story, because one of them was reminiscing on this,
yeah.
on her being a child.
Exactly.
And then there's a story within that story.
Exactly, yeah. And then it's, which is, in the end, like, it didn't matter... Zeus, this whole fight was meaningless anyway, because in the end it was going to turn out that humans were just dicks to each other regardless, right?
Because it's World War II, you mean?
Yeah.
And Vietnam War and Korean right, exactly. War and now war.
And now war. And other
and,
wars.
And this war, yeah.
Yeah. And war. Yeah, so all that jazz, right? But no, it's just the fact that he has to turn into this thing, right?
Cut with a helmet.
Right. He gathers the scraps around, and it just happens to magically make like a Hades-looking kind of thing, mm-hmm. or kind of Ares also, if you've ever known anything Ares style.
If you play God of War.
Right, if you played God of War before. Yeah, it just felt like, did we have to? It would have been better if he just disappeared and be like, fuck you, and that's it? And it would have been like...
Or kill him with a knife. Just,
anything.
Or like, you don't have to have all this thing. Why can't he just be as limber as she is, or be as nearly immortal as she is?
Right.
And just do it.
Right.
Or not even that at all, and just like have him reveal himself and go away, because it's a god, and he'll try to influence, and he'll just always be the bad guy.
And she'll, she'll be there to stop whenever
right?
she needs to. And that's what I'm saying.
The Lex Luthor of her world.
Exactly.
Or the Joker of Batman's world. Yeah. Like, just leave him be.
Yep.
It was so annoying.
It didn't need to be there.
It was very annoying.
It felt
and the
very
fighting
bad.
Also felt oh like... I also don't like Wonder Woman's theme. I don't know. I don't like that.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like a kid learning guitar for the first time. Every time I fucking hear it in Batman v Superman, it's annoying. I don't understand why these people keep using it. But now we're stuck with that. We're going to be here.
Oh, we're forever. Stuck with it.
Oh, we're doing it. I don't like that either. I mean, it was cool when she was glowing. She realized what she was. Yeah, it was cool. Like I said, I love that scene.
Sure.
Love that moment. But man, cliche. Cliche.
Right.
Really bad.
It is.
And the worst kind of it, too. It felt like Iron Man too bad. Like, oh, I'm a bigger robot than you, but you have two... like,
yeah,
whatever.
It just felt really... I don't know, man. That fight just felt... It felt bad overall. We had to have this big boss battle. She had to kill the boss. In the end, it didn't even matter, right? The fight, regardless.
Oh, you mean because of humanity?
Because of humanity thing,
well,
yeah.
I just think that I think what his whole point is that he started this endless war and that she stopped it to give humanity a chance to not make wars all the time, or make it world-ending wars. I mean, not that we'll never be violent. We'll always be violent. Like this, she's learning that as she's seeing this, because the great thing about choosing World War I is that there's no clear bad guy in humanity's side. Everyone doesn't know who's on whose side. I mean, they know whose side they're on.
Sure.
But know who's the right person. Who is the bad guy and the good guy?
Yeah.
It was very unclear back then.
Yeah.
And still unclear now, I would say, because it's just a big fuck-up.
It is.
They just kept snowballing.
Well, what it basically was, like, and I hate
the Nazis
into,
in World War II, so we know.
Sure, exactly. Like, well, the history. Yeah. I hate to get into history fucking thing right here.
Yeah.
But the basically thing was basically one person gets in a fight with another person, and because I'm allies with that person, I have to get into this and this.
Because of treaties and
exactly,
shit.
Exactly. All
I
mean, that
one,
crazy
one
shit.
One guy gets assassinated in Ukraine, and I said, we got one fucking guy, and it starts the whole thing.
And then we blame, we don't even know who to blame properly, but we got into it.
Yeah,
no. Regardless. Yeah. No, I get it. That was a fucked up war. Regardless.
Like, that's a cool, like, that's, I think that's a, just as a cool remake of history as the X-Men First Class did with the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool.
I think that was really cool. Just twisting it enough to make it like, oh,
sure.
They possibly could have affected
right.
it this
and,
way.
But not
all of it.
Right, exactly. Right. But not all of it. But and then also, but not showing that the you don't have to show the war any more than what they interacted with it either. Because it's not about that. It's about...
Right. The front line's still battling.
Exactly.
And they're tapering
exactly,
off.
Exactly.
It's in the last year of it.
Right.
So good. I think that was really good. Really good choice. Whatever they were working on in the script, like, good thinking there.
Yeah.
But again, it's fast battle. It's,
yeah, that battle. Like I said...
Might as well have a tornado as a tail. I don't give a shit.
Right. Like, it just would have been cooler like if it ended where he leaves and like humanity's always going to have to struggle because I'm always here. And it just ends up with her coming to the realization of like, well, I'll always be here too to make sure that humanity has a fighting chance against it. And I would have fucking loved that.
I would have clapped at the end. Like, well, a lot of people did. I didn't clap. I never clapped.
Neither do I.
I would have mentally clapped at least and that would have been awesome.
Mentally clapped?
Yeah, I never clapped. What the fuck are people... The writers and the rest are not listening to you.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
Right, exactly.
I don't know people do that shit.
It's
not live screening or live
right, exactly.
Stage.
If I'm there where Q&A and all those people...
Yeah, I would clap. Yeah.
Of course I would clap if I needed to.
Totally. Sorry, we're really
I agree.
Pretty opinionated on that.
Yeah. What did you think of their romantic thing?
I liked how it was starting to blossom before it never got a chance. So it was never really there. They were like clearly partners on like by force because she needed him to travel.
Did you?
And then it turned into partners.
Sure.
And then it turned into friendship. I think there was enough of a step by step process before the possibility of love.
You didn't feel
he
like
he says I love you.
Yeah.
I think he says I love you because of what she represents and what she believes in more than probably her as a woman. So that's probably not a true love kind of thing. Like you don't love her for the woman she is. You love her for you love her for the woman she represents, but not is. So I feel like maybe the love is a little misplaced on his end, but I think it worked.
Well, do you never felt like he was always? I felt like the movie was always showing us that he's attracted to her the whole time, right?
Well, he's a
which,
guy.
There's a guy, right?
Exactly. Totally.
It's a guy thing, not a problem. But he was always attracted to her, and he always felt like there could be something here, right? And I'm not saying that's a guy thing, also, right? Which I think it is a guy thing. As a guy, I can say that.
Yeah, we're hopeless romantics, all of us, even the douchebags.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is that he was always there, and she was never there until I think the dance scene, right?
Yeah, when he mouths it to her, right? And she can't hear him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So until that scene, when she finally realizes something is there, and then it ends with obviously him dying, or sacrificing himself.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I felt like. Especially towards the dance scene, I kind of felt like, oh, man, any more of this, and it's going to be really boring. I just felt like there were, like, a lot of the stuff that they took time in, and that one of those scenes is where that dance scene was, I felt that they took a lot more time than they needed to.
Hmm.
And it wasn't, like, a ridiculous amount.
Because I enjoyed the reprise of it. That does. Well,
right. I didn't say there was a ridiculous amount, and I wasn't even saying that dance scene. I was saying that scene in general, where afterwards, they're just talking, and then, like, oh, well, we have to... You're trying to get me to care more about their side characters.
Yeah, and she's finding the hold of his confusion. Like, why do you believe in these weird things? Why do you have these bosses? Just go help people. Like, what the fuck is the problem? It's kind of like Louis C.K.'s one of his stand-ups where he talks about, like, when he's pretending to be God. He's like, what do you need money for? Like, for food? Like, yeah, there's food on the ground. What are you talking? Like, it's so simple.
Yeah.
And we should have been that simple. We just make it complicated.
We just made it complicated.
Because we're fucking stupid.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah. Well, so I just feel like a lot of the stuff is just, like, holding each other back. That whole scene where... Or just, like, it takes a little longer for whatever. Because we want to hear this guy... Oh, he doesn't want to kill anymore or whatever because he's killed so many people. And they're trying to mention it. The guy that we can't understand, I forget the actor's name.
Ewan Bremmer.
Yeah. And then they're trying to make it feel for that. And you're trying to get
He has
more.
That little side thing about he can't shoot when the chips were down. I'm cool, but we didn't need, I mean.
Right, exactly.
We're not going to know enough about him. We're never going to know enough about him.
Why bring it up to begin with, right?
Yeah.
There's little things like that. And also, like, why did we need to see a scene? And
I think what would have been more interesting is if he missed, he took the shot and missed, and he was just gloating about his shooting abilities. Yeah. Like, he's good, but he's not that good.
Right, yeah. What I also like, I just felt like, I feel like every movie has to do this. Every at least starter movie or coming up movie for
oh, you mean like opening
intro? Superhero movies? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I feel like every movie has to do this, where they have like this dress scene, where they have to outfit themselves somehow.
Oh God, yeah.
And like when she outfits herself, she's like, "How does this not look?"
And
good?
I think it was funny her like with the shield to try to go through.
Sure, it was funny, door. Right?
But some of that, yeah.
They also ruined that in a trailer.
Oh, they did. Yeah, that's right.
They ruined it in a trailer. Right. And you're just like a lot of. I felt like a lot of those little things.
No, I'm with you. She did try a lot of clothes. Like, that was a little longer than I thought it would.
A lot longer, right?
Yeah.
And then you have this. And I get why she's there. Her assistant. Or his assistant, I'm sorry.
What's his assistant's name? It has a strange name.
I forgot her name already. Yeah. But yeah. Well, it's just like, everyone's British because this is London, right? And he's got a British assistant because he's supposed to be fucking British, but he's American. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Bullshit. And then just felt like a lot of the stuff just went on a little longer than it needed to for me. Yeah. And I just feel like all those scenes are always obligatory. And I wasn't saying like, oh, it's a woman and she needs to try on 100 different
outfits.
It's
almost like the Molly Ringwald makeup change.
But they almost bring it up also.
In
like
fucking
she's like
Pretty in Pink.
But they kind of make fun of it and they bring it back also where with the whole dress scene where it's a woman. Of course, she's going to try on a bunch of different dresses. But she doesn't try on a bunch of different dresses because she wants to. It's because none of the shit that she actually is for her, she wants.
Yeah.
It's obviously the stuff that she feels more comfortable or more tactile in, yeah. Right? That makes her dress up the way she dresses.
Also, I mean, also in lieu of that, actually, that kind of reminds me of that too, is that this movie also celebrates a lot of independent thinking. Or independent, because even further than that, the reason she has to try all the stuff and comply to all these weird rules to things is because, societally speaking, we develop all these rules, and she's like, I don't have to follow along everybody else's shit.
That's true, yeah.
Like, it's the idea that her thinking is what saves the day is independent from everyone else's thinking, even though they all wanted the same goal.
Yeah.
Which is to save the day.
Exactly.
The world,
in the end, they all have the same goal, but yeah. It feels like everyone's playing the game with their arms tied behind their backs.
Yeah,
and she's just like
hide themselves.
Right, and she's just like forward thinking. Why don't we just do this? And everyone's laughing at her. What do you mean? Why don't we do this? Yeah. Like, you guys are setting your own rules for yourselves. You guys are retarded.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. Anything else you want to mention? I would like to see with the translator guy. The guy who's like, oh, I speak a lot of languages, and she out languages him by speaking Latin. I think it was.
Yeah.
And like, what the fuck?
Well, there's another.
That was cool. But I liked this one moment too, when he's talking about he always wanted to be an actor, but he's forced to do this.
Yeah.
That's another good say about like the use of minorities a lot in the world and the way we see them and the way in world.
We have an Apache Indian in there.
Yeah, I think that was cool. And the way he says, like, you know, I'm fighting for this land, like who got took over by this guy's land, you know, this guy. And
his,
he doesn't say it like that, but he says something like that. And
his people, he says.
Yeah, his people. Yeah. So you know, that's very interesting.
I come from a people from that his people took over.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, what? And it kind of makes him look like a bad guy. Yeah. It's not his fault. He fucking didn't do it himself.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does touch on a lot of subjects, and that's pretty cool. The movie does a really good job of touching on a lot of cool subjects.
Yeah.
But it also not every movie's perfect, but it does bring up a lot of things that you're just like, it doesn't need it. It's like, we don't need that. Like,
well, you're right. But also, I see it as more because they're talking to Wonder Woman. I think she's learning this stuff as she goes along, being the stranger in a strange land. She's learning these extra valuable lessons about this world through these people.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's not about them.
Yeah.
It's about what she's learning from it to bring into the future.
Also, why didn't the movie end? Because the movie ends technically with the movie begins with her receiving a picture from Batman, right?
Yeah.
Or from Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
And it's on a glass, right? It has a glass plane or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's a picture of her and her old commanding.
The picture that almost got her whatever.
Yeah. And technically the movie should have ended there, right? When they took the picture. Why didn't the movie end there? She's just reminiscing when the picture got taken.
I thought of that too. You know what's a better ending, Raph? That you would have liked a lot better because it still goes after that.
Sure.
You dumbass. You hardcore ass. No, I'm kidding.
No.
No, I'm kidding. I see your point. It's when Chris Pine dies. She's clearly reminiscing about him, not about the picture taken.
Exactly, yeah.
So like, if you're reminiscing about him, what if you have to go through all your time for meeting him? Whatever. When he dies in that, in the air, right? He blows up, right?
Yeah.
He says, I love you.
What is
she gets it. Just end it there. we don't have to know what happens to Iris because you don't care if you're if you're going in the mentality of, a person thinking about the past. Why do you want to resolve something you resolved already?
Right.
In your head. Who cares about David Thewlis?
Exactly.
Right? Or Iris, I mean. Yeah, that would have been the perfect. I would love that.
Yeah, that would have been good. That would have been a good ending.
That would have been strangely structured and disciplined about its ending.
Well, no, didn't she kill Iris first and then that all happened?
Was that the order? Did I get the order wrong?
I think it did. I think it did happen like that. She killed Iris. And then he killed, and maybe I'm wrong.
I think it happened right around the same time, but right before.
Yeah, it's around the same time for sure.
Because they're both fighting each other's villains.
Yeah.
Oh, what'd you think of the Poison Lady? She's like a mashup of
Why do they have to portray
war-driven people based on like a lot of tragedy? Like she's had a lot of tragedy on her face and her family.
Yeah,
and she's taking like constant revenge. Yeah. Right? I thought that was cool, but not enough either.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. I thought it was cool.
Anything?
I thought it was cool that they brought a face to a scientist that actually came up with like all the gases and shit like that.
Yeah, right. That's right, because gases were huge part of World War One. I know a lot of people give World War II. World War II had the numbers for sure, and we had the nuclear explosion. But World War One had the most horrific deaths. You have no idea how much rain and mud were a bigger part of death. And as well as poison masks and a terrible time.
Like acid rain is a real thing. Isn't just a fucking make believe shit that
people died. People might have died less in World War One and Two, but people died horribly worse.
They make fun of it and
they suffered every inch.
Yeah,
and you know, terrible time.
It is. It's also great. I'm glad to see it also that it's set in World War One, something that we're not used to seeing instead of World War Two, because you just automatically assume everything's World War Two. Diana's thing,
unfortunately, and as far as period movies around that time goes,
right? Exactly.
Yeah. Anything else in the movie?
No. I mean, my honest problem with the movie is literally just the fucking boss battle.
I know.
Like that's really, and I just hate to say it, but that's a superhero movie problem, but. It also falls even more with the DC problem.
It's also a formula problem in general. Like you don't have to
follow the rules.
I think that if you're trying to follow the pseudo Wonder Woman's independent thinking and the way she's a stranger in a strange land, have a stranger ending, man. Go nuts, man. Exactly. Do whatever the fuck you want. Or not whatever. It would have made the money anyway. The movie's so good. It's a tight movie.
Yeah.
You don't need any shit. That's it on Wonder Woman. So we'll say goodbye now. We're satisfied, Rob. We recommend it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Very cool. Hope you enjoyed the review. Check out other stuff. Again, otherpodcast.com for more bonuses. Until then, see you next month.
Good day.